Psalm 135.
Praise the Lord! Praise the name of the Lord! Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast, who in your midst, O Egypt, sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants, who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever, your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Today's devotion. God is great. The psalmist praises the Lord for his goodness and might, specifically his power over the idols made by man. He was victorious over the Egyptians, the kings, and their gods. Praise him for choosing them as his possession. In verses 1 to 4, the psalmist calls God's servants to praise God in his house because he is good. To exalt God's name with songs because he had chosen them as his prized possession. We are to praise the Lord when we come to his house each week because of his goodness to us. He had specifically chosen us to be his people, a prized possession. This choice is what Paul spoke of in the New Testament, in the letter to the Ephesians about his election of us to be his children. It was not because we are special, but he saved us out of his love for us, and not because he predestined us to be saved. In verses 5 to 7, he knows that God is great, greater than all other gods. He can do whatever he likes in heaven and on earth, even in seas and all the deep areas. God commands and controls the cloud, the lightnings, and the wind to do as he pleases. In verses 8 to 12, he describes God's greatness, especially in comparison to the gods of Egypt, fertility gods like Hecate, a god of fertility represented by frogs, and Osiris, god of the afterlife, often depicted as a firstborn son, by striking down the firstborn of Egypt's man and beast. He did so to pressure Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. He also struck down the nations and their kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. God is greater than any gods if there are any other gods in this world. He has proven it by defeating the gods of those who worship them, as seen by the examples in verses 8 to 12. Therefore, we can trust in him, and we must worship only the God of the Bible. In verses 13 to 14, he declares the Lord's name endures forever, and his fame throughout all ages, with certainty that God will vindicate his people and show compassion to his servants. In verses 15 to 18, contrast it with the idols of these nations that were made of silver and gold and by human. They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths. He said those who made them are like them and calls us not to trust in these idols, but in him who defeated Israel's enemies. His name is known not just over all the earth, but also throughout all generations. We can be certain that he can save us. In contrast to the idols made by man who are lifeless, God is great and powerful, and he desires to save us. Thus, we can trust in him. In verses 19 to 21, he calls the Israelites the priests, and those who fear the Lord to bless him from Zion in the city of Jerusalem, where they live to praise the Lord. We, too, are called to worship him. We are to praise the Lord and bless his holy name. Let us pray. Praise to you, O my Lord. Praise your holy name. May we lift your name high and trust in you completely, as you proved yourself to be all-powerful and all-loving to us. In Jesus' name, Amen.